Podcast. Pull out the strap on. No.
Oh my god. What has this got to do with?
I don't know.
Pull up your pants and whap out your boobs. We're back. How you all doing? Welcome to Popcornography Podcast. And today we are joined by...
Oh, me. Hello. Simon. Hi.
Guess who's back? Back again.
Dean!
John.
And Rick. We haven't got a Dean.
No Dean.
No Dean this time.
You'd rather be with someone else.
What was it like listening to the podcast without you in it?
It sounded terrible.
Yeah.
No, it sounded weird.
Yeah.
It's because I'm expecting to hear my voice and I didn't. And it was, I don't know, it just didn't seem right.
Yeah, we missed you.
Yeah, I'm glad to have you back.
No, I did miss it.
Yeah.
So I'm glad I'm back.
Well, I've got a little game before we start, like a little icebreaker. All right.
I need my phone.
Is this like terrible jokes?
No, you two have no choice in this.
Have you seen them?
You're doing it for the podcast. You're doing it for our listeners. So, right.
Uh-oh.
Let's just open them. Don't look.
Oh, what are these then? Jelly beans that taste of like
sick.
And dirt. And
we won't be doing it at all if I can't open the damn thing.
And nappy poo.
Don't make him wet.
Oh my god, we've got some scissors.
I mean, we're in your house.
Have we got some scissors? How do I?
I'm in one of them. Right, hang on. Don't put that there.
Oh, I don't believe it. Well, hang on.
This should have opened these before we started.
This isn't.
Oh, absolutely, because I have to hold the camera.
What do you mean you have to hold the camera?
I have to hold the camera.
What? No, there was no camera.
Whoa! This was not explained before.
No, it wasn't.
Where was this in the terms and agreement of our contract?
Oh, a tiny bit of writing. Right.
Oh, where's that disclaimer?
Hang on.
Oh, this is ridiculous.
Please take yours. I'm handing them two little hard-boiled sweets.
What are the
chances? Start the recorder.
What does it smell of?
Is there a chance this could be nice?
Right, and if you would please place these sweets in your mouth.
Right.
I know it doesn't work great as a podcast.
No. Right, on three. One, two, three. Wow.
What you're tasting it. Describe what you're tasting.
Extra more
shot. My jaw hurts!
Oh, that's so shit.
Please explain what's happening.
It's horrible. It's like a very bad sour sensation. I'm finding it difficult to actually talk.
Oh. It'd be nice and quiet podcast. It'd just be me talking.
My mouth is full of saliva.
Is it?
Oh, there's a pot of tears in my eye.
Oh.
It gets better. It gets.
It's calmed down now.
Right.
It's calm. You're going to have to tell us what that was. That was ridiculous. What was it?
Just a ridiculously sour sweet from America. Some stall sour.
No, trust the Americans.
Wow, that was like... That.
You've actually got tears in your eyes.
I can smell it.
I tell you what, that packed a punch.
At first, you know, with like a chilli, you sometimes wait.
Not because I don't like them.
Well, that... I've had like a mad dog sauce and I was drunk one time. I went on a barbecue and I was drunk one time and I thought, well, what's the worst that can happen? Well, it did happen, but never mind. I dipped a piece of sausage in this mad dog sauce and I put it on my tongue.
Yeah.
And I thought, well, this isn't so bad. But literally 5 seconds later, I was on the verge of ringing 999.
Yeah.
He's still filming.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it looks so beautiful in the light.
I've got a funny feeling this isn't the end.
No, it is. It's the end. It's all right. Don't worry.
Hang on. I wonder if it bite into it. Because I haven't bit into it yet.
You haven't bit into it yet?
No.
Have you? Is it still in your mouth?
Yeah, I'm still sucking on it.
Alright. No, we'll just see what happens. We'll have to crack on with the podcast.
Oh, lovely. Wow.
I think I'm getting another hit.
Was that alright, was it?
No, it wasn't alright. It was bloody awful.
What have you been up to? How have you been? What have you done this weekend?
This weekend I've been working on my interview techniques. Basically, I've been using your computer.
I saw how many words that was. That's ridiculous.
Jesus, honestly. I mean, I think I've achieved something quite nicely, because to do that right over a weekend with two kids in tow,
yeah,
I think I've done all right. But I've got an interview next Tuesday, so I've been basically like hammering Microsoft Word, which I've still yet to complete. So I'll be doing that again tomorrow night.
You've wrote more than I have for my essay. I've completed an essay this week, which is a miracle for me. I've just looked at that, and you've wrote more than I have. So,
well, I'm just trying me damned hardest to see if I can actually give myself a good shout on Tuesday. So hopefully all my hard work and effort's going to pay off. But
good luck.
Only time will tell. Thank you.
Been up to much, eh?
I haven't really. It's obviously run up to Christmas now, so work's getting crazy.
It is, yeah. It's going to start getting a bit. I've been shopping today and the place was rammed. You've got Christmas songs everywhere. What's that shop in Newcastle as well? They've got all the windows with padding in there. All the like robotic wind. Like, there's a queue just to stand and get a picture taken with like mannequins in the window.
Not John Lewis, is it?
No, because I don't. It was around the corner from there up the top. I can't remember.
Is it like near Eldon Square or?
Yeah. But the queue was huge. And all it is like some robotic things moving around in the windows and people queuing to get pictures, like looking in. They were impressive, like, but I wouldn't have queued. Not in that weather as well. It's freezing, isn't it? It's bolting all of a sudden.
Bad today. I went into town today to go and get my hair cut. And I kind of forgot that everything.
You're going to have a haircut?
No need for that. I kind of forgot.
Has it been cut? It has.
I still got the sweet in my mouth. I forgot everything opened at 10 instead of 9.
Oh, right.
So I got there for 9 o'clock.
On a Sunday. Mate, what are you doing? The customer I hated when I worked in retail. You know when you're like doing all the cleaning up before you open and you see people outside your shutters and you're just like, oh, come on, it's a Sunday, go home.
All the shutters were down. There was nowhere I could go, really. I mean, I had to get something, like some meat for the, like, because I was doing Sunday dinner. So I quickly went into Sainsbury's. And I just had a dot about just to see if anything was open, and nothing was open. So I just sat in the car until about 10 o'clock. But it was up. As I was walking round, it was just freezing. Honestly, I do feel for the homeless, mate.
I need to get a coat. I've got this like Watchdogs hoodie that I found from my old job I've thrown on. But I've got nothing proper, so. I went to see dinosaurs.
Yeah, where was that?
Life Museum.
Oh, I love that place.
Yeah, I mean, there's not an awful lot there. So we only spent a couple of hours or so there, but still better than nothing. But they've got other things there. You can get like laboratories you can go into and looking at all the robotic T-Rexes and like Brachiosaurus heads and things like that.
Do you know what? I've been at a place like nearly every year, every time they do a seasonal change. Last year it was Wallace and Gromit.
What, Life?
Yeah, and then they did the guy who, if you can donate your dead body after you die, and he fills it
with
wax.
Oh, I went to that.
He was there last time. That was brilliant, that. It's creepy, but brilliant.
Actual bodies, isn't it? Like, different forms and skin of muscles and stuff. All.
Sounds like a taxidermist.
Kind of is, yeah.
The only place that I've never been to while I've been in there is the 4D cinema?
Oh, yeah, I went in that. There's
still not been in that.
Polar Express on. And you sit down on this ride, and it's kind of like a roller coaster thing, you know, like wiggling around. You know, on the train in that film.
Yeah.
So you go and throwing you around, but then it fires snow. It starts snowing in the actual room, and they've got like smell push like blow smells into your face and things like that.
Oh wow!
It was all right. It's only about 15 minutes long, but
they've got the same with Disneyland Florida. Or was it Universal? Sorry, there was a Minion ride. Basically, exactly how I've described it there, you sat in like some sort of car and there was me and Emily, and you put on these glasses. And anyway, as you're bopping about, like there's certain sections where you do go through water and everything, and you got like water smashing your face. And you get like wind blowing at you and like certainly. It's good. It's a fantastic place to go.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's more like the same experience what you described.
We talked about this a while ago, I think, in an older podcast about like smelly vision, and that never really. Do you think it'd pull you more into the film or not? Because it does it at the end of this Polar Express thing. The Polar Express. It camera goes around an acorn, I think, or something. Anyway, the room just starts smelling of like Christmas. But then when I left, I was there with Donna, and Donna was like, oh, I didn't smell anything. To me, it stank. But I guess, I don't know. I don't think it really makes much difference.
It was the same also with the Transformers ride. You know what I sent that picture?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It was more, that was a bit more intense.
Right.
Like literally you were, like the car itself I think held about 12 people, and a part of it was going horizontal and vertical and what have you. Mm. I mean you were strapped in, but.
See, with cinema, like trying to look at new ways with the 3D came in, didn't it, and stuff like that. And what's been since then, obviously the picture quality is getting better, the sound quality is getting better, but what's their next thing?
Do you know what, I think they could do something. So I think that technology could be developed in a way that could be used in cinema. So like, you know, say you're watching a war film, you know, it releases like, you know,
the smell of like the, say Saving Private Ryan with the smell of the sea. And
yeah.
But then it could get a bit, well, even gross it out, couldn't you, for horror films and.
Like a smell of a grenade going off or something like that.
Yeah, and I can imagine, yeah, okay, it'd probably, the cost and the setup would. To rig something up like that for under every seat or whatever, you know, I think that's something.
But we've been saying, haven't we, that cinema, we're now getting to the point where people's TVs at home are now like getting bigger and bigger, and 4K's coming, and the picture quality of your home TV is better than your cinema.
Yeah.
Maybe a reason why cinema audience figures are going down, they need to have something to pull people in, and 3D was the last big thing, and it hasn't. Like, I know 3D's got better over the years.
I've but I just never can't seen see a decent 3D go. Film though at cinema.
No, I was impressed by War for the Planet of the Apes. There was no other option. I could only see it in 3D if I wanted to see it in the first week, and I'm glad I did. Like, there's some beautiful shots where you're looking down onto a battlefield, and it felt like you would. I don't know. It just was so immersive. You felt like you were above this battlefield, and I hadn't seen a 3D film for. Years, I would say, before that one. So I saw I could see the difference in how far it's come. It is getting better, but I don't know. I don't think 3D really has that pull anymore, does it? I go and see a film, I'll go for the 2D one just because it's cheaper.
Yeah,
I'm not that fussed. It needs to be something better.
It's kind of a novelty that came out that wore off, I found.
Yeah, that's how I feel with it.
Yeah, well, when I got my 3D smart TV. It was like, oh my god, let's get as many 3D smart films we could get, and we did, and put these Samsung glasses on, watched it, and it was all like,
It looks all right, but I just from now, like, I just can't be arsed with
it. Well, I've lost the glasses.
I've got my glasses sat under the table there. I think I'll tell you what was good: Gravity in 3D. That was pretty impressive.
Yeah,
and maybe maybe I liked it more because of that. Because I know the reviews aren't particularly strong for that, but I really liked it. And maybe because I watched it in 3D and that novelty factor or something, I don't know.
Yeah.
But I love that.
But I mean, well, historically, you've had what? You've had like the TV TV images through the ages, haven't you? You've had HD, Ultra HD, you've got your, well, whatever it is now.
HDR.
Or HDR.
4K.
LED. And 4K, I mean, 4K, when I first saw it walking through, I think it was Curry's. And there was a TV there straight in front of me, and I saw 4K, and I was mesmerised by it. It was just like an advert of wildlife, I don't know, some Africa scene. And I couldn't take my eyes off it, and I remember thinking, how do you better this? Obviously,
but this is what you thought when 1080p came out.
Exactly, yes. And that's... But when you actually see what... Well, we thought 1080p was perfection. We thought Ultra HD was perfection. But when you actually see 4K, you are literally looking at that screen thinking, and how in God's creation are you going to better that? That is the pinnacle of crystal clear, isn't it? I mean, it's...
Until
it's
8K comes out.
Yeah.
But, I mean, how...
I don't... You can't imagine, but maybe if you see it, you will see the difference. I don't know. I've never seen 8K.
It's the technology as well. The technology is starting to catch up as well. So we're getting these... formats coming out, but also the technology. So 4K on a standard LED screen is, personally, I've seen it as well, is not as good as 4K on an OLED screen, which is the new technology in TVs, and it looks perfect. Like, there's no...
I'm not going to lie, I was in, I think I told you this last weekend when you come around, I was looking at a 75-inch 4K OLED LEF screen, and I was just like, that is so beautiful. I really want one. $2,500
But 75-inch, yeah. Don't you think that's going a bit over the top?
No. Yeah.
No.
It is. No. That's why I want it. Can you imagine that sat in my living room? Right, we're sat in my dining room at the minute, but my living room was right there. And, like, you wouldn't be able to see my living room if I had that TV, would you?
You would have just to literally put it on the wall.
We'd all be sat in the corner there because we wouldn't be able to fit
it. You would have to put that on the wall. There'd be no other place for it.
It would be that entire chimney.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. But, I mean, what inch is that at the moment, your TV now?
That's 55.
55 inch. That is massive.
So add another, yeah.
That is massive. So add another 20 inch. That is crazy. That is crazy talk. It was beautiful. Don't you think that's enough, though?
Not. No.
Seriously?
I would, the bigger the better.
Yeah. I think
75 is probably the max I could go because it would be ridiculous. I'd go blind within a week.
I don't get it. If you can see the picture and you can see a perfect picture, whether it's 4K or not,
why? All right, we've got the cinema and the screens are... What are them?
That's a cinema. You're talking about home technology.
Mm. Home cinema.
Yeah.
Okay,
but
home cinema.
Don't forget, right, you don't have to watch the ratio constant if you didn't want to. You can bring the ratio down if you want it, but why would you do that?
No, of course you wouldn't. You want the highest, best quality ever, but I don't see 75-inch TV. Don't get us wrong, if I was given one, I wouldn't turn it away.
No.
But I just don't see the point where you'd spend £2,500 on a 75-inch TV when you can see the exact same, exact same image on a 55-inch.
If that stopped working, I would be very tempted.
I don't get it.
But I've got a perfectly good 55-inch TV there, so I can't justify it yet. But in the future, maybe.
I take it home. I've got a 55. No, a 50.
Do you not just fancy tripping over?
What's it? Is it a 50? I think it's a 50-inch. I've got.
Right.
Samsung.
No wonder
TV.
Claire's smiling.
And it does the job. It does the job.
Yeah.
I can see perfectly. I can see what's on the TV. I just don't get it. It's big enough.
All right, for you, personal preferences.
I just don't...
You don't understand, John.
You've got
can I just also say...
Angry John. 75 inch,
right? $2,500
Oh, John.
£2,500
Pennies.
Did you not see the post I all tag you in like a couple months back?
No.
So there was a TV that's just been... It's just come out, right? And it's a wall TV, and it's thin as wallpaper. It's thinner than the big TV.
Are you talking about like a credit card sort of? Like,
yeah.
Thinness?
Yeah.
This 75 one I was looking at, I was looking around the back, and it is... It's like that until you get nearer the bottom, where obviously it needs more of a base, doesn't it?
It has to have all the components.
Yeah, yeah, but it is literally... The actual screen bit is just tiny.
Where did you see this?
The PC, well, Curry's, whatever.
But that one I was talking about, £24,000.
Why? That's one thing I'm not sure about, right? Why do you need a TV that thin? That is going to break way easier than any... I already think that's pretty thin. Yeah. And I'm always terrified when I move it, right? Why do you need it thinner than that? Unless it gets to the point where you can roll it up.
But that's it. They Unbox Therapy, the YouTube channel, right? Literally, they've put it on the wall, surrounded it with photos. And I tell you what, it looks brilliant. It does.
That's
and
another TV I saw. There was a TV, but then it had like a frame which was see-through. And then when you turn the TV off, it's like it's not there.
Oh, wow.
That was weird.
See, that's it. You're getting to that sort of stage now where technology's like that.
And I've just got a 4K TV upstairs. I've put it onto my TV bed upstairs, right? Because the TV bed I've got is a very fancy TV bed, isn't it? Like £1,700 thing. It's all built in sound system and everything.
It's amazing. It's like Star Trek.
But the TV let it down. They'd obviously skimped off a bit on the TV. It was a HD one, but it wasn't smart, and it was just like you could plug a USB in, and that was it.
Yeah.
So I've just got a 4K for it, right? And it fits in beautifully at the sides. And then the other day when I went to put it down, it goes all the way down, gets to the flap that's coming down on the end of my TV, and it just stops. And it's like peeking out, and it won't go further down because it's
too big.
I was like, oh, but it doesn't matter. It never goes down anyway. So I'm not bothered. 4K, watching Stranger Things in 4K. Oh. This
listeners,
the 4K one I've got as well, though, it's got the LED backlighting. Oh, so when you've got that. Someone wearing red on the side of the screen, the whole back of the wall like lights up red as well.
Oh, yeah. All.
But because my TV, the end of my TV goes into my room, there's no wall against it. Mm. So the whole back of my room lights up to what's on the screen.
Wow.
Which, yeah. I've been watching Blue Planet 2, and it, like, obviously when it's just, it's all blue.
Yeah. Looks are you watching that in 4K?
Does iPlayer support 4K?
No, not yet.
No, then.
How much was that TV?
I bought it off him for 200. When he bought it new, it was about 600, 700.
Is it the one that was down here?
Yeah.
Is this that fits in your TV in the bed?
Yeah, you've got prepared for 4K, haven't you? You've just got the Xbox X.
Yes.
So have you got a review for us, Simon?
Well,
before you go any further, I'm only joking.
What do you mean a review?
What's it like? Is it worth the money?
You know, right? You know, goddamn well, I'm not allowed to play with my shiny new Xbox.
Oh.
Until the 18th of November.
I'm gonna enjoy this.
So where is it now?
Crack on.
It's in my bedroom next to my bed.
And what? Why can't you get it
all out and hooked up?
No.
And why not?
What
why
about
not?
All the updates? It's gonna so you're going to open it and you're going to sit there for a day waiting for an update anyway.
Yeah, so Amy's got me it for my birthday, which I did tell you last week. And you all know fine well I wasn't allowed it. Oh. Until...
That's disappointing. That was going to fill some time on the podcast. A nice review for the Xbox X.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Oh, I was looking forward to that review as well, Simon.
Maybe next time, eh?
Next podcast it'll
The next be. Podcast is the day before my birthday and the day after my birthday party.
Mid.
We're going to be hanging out of our asses.
I think we'll probably be still here because I'm not planning to go home that night.
Oh, yeah, and you can welcome us to...
It's going to be a bender.
It's going to be good, then, isn't it? Quite a few people coming. Anyway... We digress.
Same as you wanted to go in down in this road of the Xbox.
Well, I didn't think we would. But, right.
I got Battlefront 2, right, on pre-order, which I was dead impressed. Yeah. One thing I wanted to showcase my 4K Xbox on my 4K TV, and it's not in 4K.
Well, it won't be on your old Xbox.
No. No. Microsoft. We're bringing it out in 4K, but it's not in 4K. Mm. It's in HDR.
So you bought this big fancy Xbox and you're not even going to be able to see it.
No. I don't have no games that are in 4K.
I was going to say, who's going to laugh first?
I'll just wait till there's more content out in 4K and the Xbox has dropped down to like £200 again or something, you know? Like,
Halo 5, or the Master Chief Collection, has got the Microsoft Xbox X enhancement.
Oh, right.
There you go.
Brilliant. Well, you do a review for us next podcast, won't you? You'll have had it by then.
Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah, next weekend, innit? You go. Right. Okay, we've got a lot of news and stuff coming up.
Go!
Biggest news, I would say, is Rian Johnson has been given the go-ahead by Disney to create his own new Star Wars trilogy.
Yes.
So yes. We're currently just about to get the second installment of this new trilogy, mixed in with a few solo films dotted about, and now Rian Johnson's working on his own new trilogy. Apparently it's going to be set in a corner of the universe where there won't be many, if any, characters from current films. I don't see it would work. I think they're going to have to throw in a few.
I think it's going to work out. I really do. I think this will work out.
Do you not think
out.
They're milking this, like...
Why not?
You've just took the words, right? Have you just actually gone into my brain?
The cow is dry.
And they're just doing too much with it, man.
Every film hits a billion, though. Like, it's... Why wouldn't they?
Because it's Star Wars. It's a massive franchise. But for God's sake, come on. They're doing far too much with it.
I tell you what, I love the story. I love the characters that are in it. And the
I
people
can't wait
that
for the
play
new
the
one,
characters.
I'll be honest.
And I tell you what, it's eye candy. I love the visual experience of Star Wars.
Are you not a fan of Star Wars?
No.
Wow.
I watched the originals, Empire Strikes Back.
You've seen Force Awakens?
I'd seen that, yeah. I've seen the only reason I watched Force Awakens is because obviously you got the return back of Harrison Ford and Chewbacca. So I wanted to see what they were like back as a team.
Yeah.
And... it was good. Yep, yeah, I liked it. I enjoyed it. And I thought, that'll do.
But, well, no, it's a trilogy.
Well, for me, that'll do. But But no, they kept on coming and coming and coming and coming. And it's just getting boring.
I think you're... If it had been any other studio and stuff, I think that would be the overall cry. But Disney just seemed to know how to get away with it. I mean, look what they're doing. Like, well, Marvel, I know that's the whole cinematic universe and stuff, but they're just firing them out. They've been firing out for years, and still people are like buying, like breaking record after record after record. No one's sick of superhero films yet. Everyone keeps saying it's going to come. No doubt it will, but...
That's it. I think with the Star Wars, we followed Skywalker and all the other ones, and I think it has to come to an end at some point. But what happens if we can go somewhere else? Well, yeah, obviously they're not going to be around. I mean...
Yeah, but it could take another 15 films before they actually get to that point you've just described.
And let's hope it's going to be as good as these ones that have just been out. I mean, Rogue One. Wow.
Not interested.
I loved that.
No, I wasn't that impressed with Rogue One.
I hadn't even seen it. Not interested.
I wasn't all that impressed with it. It was fun, but it was...
It was the visual experience for me that I loved about Rogue One.
I think... I don't mind the trilogies, but I think throwing in all these solo films as well is overkill. So we've now got Star Wars this December.
Yeah, yeah.
We've currently got a Han Solo film due next summer.
Mm-hmm.
We've then got the final in the trilogy the year after. And now we're going to have another solo film, which I believe is... Obi-Wan Kenobi, isn't it? Isn't he getting a solo film?
I don't know.
And then after that, we'll have... another, like the beginning of this new Star Wars trilogy. So every year there's a Star Wars film, every single year. But then again, Marvel have got like 3 a year, haven't they? So keeping with Disney, it's also come out in the news that they're looking to try and buy Fox's assets, which include X-Men, which includes Fantastic Four, which would include Deadpool, and that's all still ongoing at the moment.
Fantastic Four was terrible.
I don't know how I feel about this.
Oh. I do not want it to happen. I asked on Twitter, and it's nearly 50-50 on people saying yes, actually, people saying yes won, but only by a small margin. Now, I don't think they're really thinking about it. I think having multiple studios is much better for the genre as a whole. There is no way Disney would have made or greenlit Deadpool.
No.
You'll notice with all Disney films, they're always very family-friendly kind of films. Even that new Star Wars film, they managed to get away with it, but it's there's very little gore, there's no kind of...
Well, even the director...
It's Disney-fied, isn't it?
He had to change the ending of one of the films, didn't he?
Yeah, it's Disney-fied.
It didn't fit in their profile.
Deadpool would not have been made, and we wouldn't be getting New Mutants, which is out next year, which is a horror film based on the X-Men. Disney would not have done that. They wouldn't make that. If they sell it to Disney, I think it's too... Every film they pump out is just going to be too similar, and we won't have a variety. Logan, for example, that was an 18. We wouldn't have got that, I don't think.
No.
And Fox proved with Logan that they can make good films, and the X-Men films are good. The majority of them are good. Dropping down to average, back to good, like, you know?
Yeah.
And New Mutants has got me excited, so I don't want to see Disney buy it. And buy it, if they do, they literally own Hollywood. Also in the news is that Disney has just placed on the highest demand of all cinema chains for the new Star Wars film. They're wanting about 65 to 70% of the profits from the ticket sales. No other studio has ever been able to ask for that much.
Well, Marvel have been forced to pull out of all third-party screens, so like Netflix won't be allowed to have Marvel films.
No, because they're opening their own streaming service.
So, and that's all through Disney, again.
Disney now have got so much control. It's the first time since the 30s, I believe, where MGM had like the largest control. But just think, if a cinema disagrees with them, they've told them they have to show Star Wars on their biggest screens for 4 weeks without exception, right? Now, for smaller cinemas, that's a big ask. But they can't say no, because if they do, they lose Star Wars, which will be their biggest film of the year, undoubtedly, right? They'll lose the Marvel films. If they upset Disney, they'll lose the Marvel films, the live-action Beauty and the, like, live-action Disney films. They've got so much control over it all now.
Yeah.
It's scary.
But why is Fox actually considering selling the rights to...
Well, I don't mind them selling... Well, Fantastic Four, I don't want to see any more films with them. I don't like them as characters. But so they could sell that back to them. You know, but I think other studios are struggling a little bit. This year has been dismal, like, for box office takings. So...
Because, I mean, Fox are doing a big, big moves lately. I mean, they're the one about taking over Sky, aren't they?
Was it?
Yeah. And that's getting the green light.
Well, maybe that's where they need the money for.
Yeah. I don't think I'd like to see it happen.
I can understand why some Marvel fans would want to see it, because then you can mix up X-Men with them, maybe, and you know what I mean? But I don't know. I think variety's better. And competition is better.
Yeah, I see where you're coming from.
That's the news. Should we get on the reviews?
Go.
Go.
Well, this week we've got Murder on the Orient Express. So...
What did you think?
Dived in, and I want you to try and... I'm going to read out my review there up on the website, right? And I want you to see if you can spot any puns. So it starts off, all aboard. Fill a train with the most impressive cast lineup, throw in a grisly murder, and a quest to find out who done it, and you've got yourself a delightful little movie which you'll most certainly entertain. A take on
Do you know what? I can imagine him laughing his head off as he's tightening this up.
Just so pleased with myself. A take on Agatha Christie's popular novel Murder on the Orient Express. The 1 hour 54 minute runtime steams by as I sat and enjoyed first class performances from all the cast. Standout characters were Daisy Ridley's Miss Mary Debenham, Josh Gad's Hector McQueen, Leslie Odom was good, and Kenneth, what's he called?
Branagh.
He was excellent. Brilliantly and quirky, intelligent. Only Michelle Pfeiffer's performance somewhat lacked. She has a few bits in it and...
Ooh, I wouldn't have expected that. Yeah. I find her an absolute talent and a half.
There was a few scenes where it could have been a really impactful scene and I felt her performances... Maybe it just stood out more because everyone else was so good. Because she's surrounded by such good actors.
I was going to say, don't you have Johnny Depp in there, Michelle Pfeiffer, Kenneth Branagh? I'm very surprised by that, Michelle Pfeiffer.
Yeah.
I find her, it's like a natural talent.
Aye. One of the closing scenes, it's like, I don't know, I just felt it could have been more powerful and it was pulled down by her performance.
Sorry, carry on.
For a story that takes place almost entirely on a train, the director uses a limited space well. As the narrative unfolds. So it is very... Obviously, he's very limited with the shots he can do. It's on a very thin little carriage. Do you know what I mean? He shifts the perspective. There's one when it's looking down on the murder scene as they walk into the carriage and they're looking at this dead body and you can see the clues dotted about the room. I loved it. It was like you're playing a game type of thing. It looked really impressive. The pacing is snappy and energetic. It no feels like it's running out of steam. It does have an awful lot of characters in there. But he does quite well to kind of give each one enough screen time. There might have been a few characters that were lacking a little bit. You wanted to see him a bit more.
Mm.
But, you know, with that many people in it, he did well. I don't know how else he could have done it. Overall, Murder on the Orient Express conducts itself well. An interesting whodunit mystery that'll keep you guessing throughout. Wonderfully paced and fantastically performed. After something a bit different from your usual sci-fi superhero adventure, then this is just the ticket.
Was it good then?
I gave it 4 out of 5. Yeah, I really enjoyed it. I thought it was... Now, I'll be honest, I hadn't seen the others, so I don't know if this story kind of follows similar to the older Orient Express film.
I haven't seen the others.
So I had no idea, and as the film goes on, you're trying to work out who's done it yourself, and it twists and turns, and I really enjoyed it. It was nice. And like I said at the end of that, like, it's just nice to have a film that's not tied to a million different universes. Mm. Not trying to build another universe or into a sequel. It was just a nice little standalone film, which I really enjoyed.
Cool.
Right, that's my review. Should we do the crew review?
Let's do the crew review. Oh, let's do this crew review.
Bruce Willis movies.
Bruce Willis movies.
First thing I just put out, we said we can't have Die Hard because that was going to obviously win, wasn't it? It would have done. I even had a few people tweet saying, where's Die Hard? And I'd even put in the tweet, Die Hard's not allowed, like banned from this one. So we had, my choice was Sixth Sense. Simon's was Fifth Element. John's was Armageddon, which we, without you here, I said that's what he'll choose.
Yeah,
which we should
have won. What a parlor.
Behave!
Crap that film is. And Dean's was 12 Monkeys.
Which I'm so glad didn't win.
Well, I haven't seen that. And you know what? When it came down to the voting, that came close.
It
that did. Gave you a run, didn't it, Si?
It did. So I was worried.
Fifth Element won, but 12 Monkeys did way better than I thought it would have done. So, the Fifth Element won. In a colourful future, a cab driver unwittingly becomes the central figure in the search for the legendary cosmic weapon to keep evil and Mr. Zorg at bay. Now then, we all know what you're going to say, Simon. It's one of Simon's favourite films.
It is. I love it.
I'll let you go first, Rick.
Okay. Well, I'm just going to jump in and say the strongest element of this film is its characters. I think the characters are fantastically thought out. They're all given enough time to kind of... And they've got some very odd cameos in there as well, haven't they?
Mm-hmm.
They've got... Who is it? Chris Tucker's in it. Lee Evans rocks up, a British comedian.
Yeah.
That's random as... He even uses his, I believe, ex-wife in it as the opera singer.
Eddie Elwood.
No?
Eddie Elwood, he was in it. Yeah. Split Second.
Right.
Mr. Olympia.
It also has good use of colour. The sets are dated, but at the time I could imagine like an awful lot of money and thought has gone into these. Yeah. And it's his kind of staple, isn't it, for this director? Because he's made, what's that new one? That
Valerian.
Haven't seen that yet. And I've heard that's really strong in the film. It's just unfortunately the characters in it, the actors.
Beautiful film that is. Yeah.
So it is mixed with, it has dated a little bit.
Yeah.
But
it keeps, I think.
Mm.
I think it keeps.
It's quirky, isn't it? It keeps it because it's quirky. What are you looking at?
I'm just looking at the IMDb rating. 7.7. IMDb rating, sorry.
Yeah. What did you, go on. Before he blows his top.
I know, before he destroys and shoots me down. The characters really, really make this film superb. Colouring, the sets, the design, everything about it sets it off. I know the graphics are not 100% great.
For the time, though.
But 1997, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
It was one of the biggest productions of all time at around that time. $93 million it cost,
and which is nothing now, but yeah, at the time it's pretty impressive.
That's a lot, and they had 1,000 people on their payroll.
Is that your fact, Simon?
Well, actually, I like to spot out blunders. You know, at the point where he's hiding in the fog and the cops go, you can't find no shit in this. Well, both coppers' uniforms have got the same uniform officer numbers on both.
Well, maybe that's how they do it in the future.
Well, then how would you identify them?
I might be, have to. You want to explore, go.
I put it on.
He turned it off.
Claire came in the room and said, I don't think I've seen this. Well, first of all, I had to go to her for not seeing it initially.
Right.
And I said, you haven't seen this? And she said, oh, it looks good. Right. So we continued watching it. And I'm glad it won. It was honestly... From a 1997 film, you're thinking I'm going to blow, and I'm not.
What the?
I've given you a false sense of...
I genuinely thought you were going to rip this apart.
Foreplay there.
It was superb. If Armageddon won, I would have been happy, yes. But The Fifth Element, I'm glad I did win, because it was a film that I haven't seen in quite some time.
Same for me.
I found the outfits for the characters very, very, like, just random. Like, the guy.
You see Bruce Willis in his vest, which has got no back or something. What the hell?
The guy who actually tried to rob Bruce Willis. Did you see him? He's got this hat on that looks like, it's like a flat hat, isn't it? It's like a massive dinner,
it's like a solar panel on his head, isn't it? It's weird as.
But no, I found it thoroughly entertaining from start to finish. But when she showed up, lovely.
Yes.
Milimovic. Something like that. But I found her a lot more entertaining in this than I did with the Resident Evil films.
Yeah.
She had a lot more gone, a lot more energy, a lot more of a smile.
Yeah.
Very perky.
When them two were introduced, obviously with Bruce Willis driving along and she bust through the roof of his cab.
Yeah.
I found that amusing. I'll tell you what I found as well with the car chase, with the police in his cab. I found that quite realistic. And for 1997, that was bloody good.
Mm. Yeah, you know? Yeah, very well done.
Very well done. I found the imagery and just really everything, actually.
I had a couple of things that I've jotted down. I was like, I think the love thing with her can be a bit cringy at times. At the start, the conversation he's having about, like, being single. Have you noticed Bruce Willis always plays like a divorcee?
Yeah.
Who's like down on his luck, kind of fed up kind of guy. He was ripped straight out of Die Hard for that film, wasn't he? Do you not think?
No, I don't know.
He's even got his vest on, not an odd vest, but he's got a vest on.
In what part was it cringy? I found when he went in for the kiss initially to try and wake her up, I thought, that's a bit of a Sleeping Beauty
bit
moment.
Bit rapey.
Did you like the way Luke Besson did the camera throwback between scenes? So very prominent, you know, when he's selling the mangaloids, the weapons, and obviously the deal's sort of not doing too well.
Yeah.
I love this bit.
Do you mean like also where they're taking off on the rocket and yet then you've got Chris Tucker having sex with someone and it's jumping between all these different characters at that time, like the editing of it?
Yeah.
Same scene, the scene's building up but in different shots.
Yeah, but this one's, it's obviously more noticeable, so obviously he's selling the guns and obviously the deal's not going in because he's like, you didn't get the stones sort of thing. He's like, where are the stones? And it cuts to the priest and he's talking about it. He's like, oh yeah, well, it's gone off already.
Even the actual narrative
that was done really well.
It's not here. Goes to him. What do you mean?
That was done really well.
Love that. And I thought that really sets bits of the film off. Turns it up a bit and makes it more interesting.
It does, doesn't it? The 2 hours runtime flies over. It's 2 hours and a bit, I think.
But I mean, there was another film error. I don't know if you noticed.
Oh no!
While the stewardess was talking away on the mic to tell him what was going to happen. Obviously, when the camera cuts back, her voice doesn't match. Her lips sync, and it's out of audio.
You look into things way too much.
You do a little bit. Sad.
Jesus Christ! I thought he was bad. I thought he was bad.
I'm so sorry.
But brilliant, really, really good.
Performance-wise, I thought Gary Oldman. I mean, he's one of my favourite ones. Anyway, he's phenomenal in this as well. He's great. He can play any role, can't he? Yeah.
He's on the money. He pulls off accents brilliantly,
mm-hmm.
absolutely fantastically, and that's just another talent that he's got.
Sorry, I'm tucking it into my mouth as well. This was when Bruce Willis hadn't kind of given up as well. You can tell, like, he's, you know, Bruce Willis, he's working. Recent films with him, he's just like, you can tell he's just doing it for the paycheck now.
Yeah, he just cannot be asked.
But he put his all in this. One scene I absolutely love is the opera scene.
Yeah.
With that music.
Yeah.
That is amazing, how it builds up, and then the battle scene with her, like, whoa.
Exactly, yeah, and that's another player I love to.
They go between the two, don't they? They go like between two scenes of, and they combine them between her singing and the other one kicking ass.
Mm.
What's it, Lilo? Lilo, was that?
Yeah. And there's a lot of comedy in this. You know the bit where he puts them all in the fridge?
Yeah.
Closes the fridge, hides them in the bed.
Yeah.
And here he opens the fridge and they're all frozen. And he's like, I'll take the mission.
Do you know what? I love that scene. You know when he got smacked across the back of the head by the priest? He did that so well.
I thought it was fantastic. Right, out of five.
It's a definite five, no matter what.
Right. you're going to get it from you. Five. Yeah, same for me, five.
No, I'll give it a five. There's not much wrong with it. I can't think of anything.
No, there's not. It's an all-round good watch. very, very enjoyable.
I'm surprised at that, John, and I'm glad, because I was...
Yeah, you thought I was going to blow about it. No, I couldn't blow about it.
Right. For the next episodes, movies based on video games.
Oh.
Now, we've been looking through what films we've got to choose from, right?
Oh, the list is endless.
What a massive pile of cack.
Of poo. Of
utter
brown stuff, crap, horrible, ridiculous, terrible. We don't know what the directors were thinking.
Oh my god. The likes of Doom and Mario and Brothers and
Street Fighter.
Warcraft lost. Oh. Yeah, that was
as if Dead or Alive, isn't it? We played that to death.
So, Simon, would you like to choose first?
Oh, okay. What is that because of that? You know.
Because I haven't decided yet.
No, because you won last time, didn't you, though?
Yes, you won. That's how it works. Yeah.
All right.
No, that's not how it works. It should be backwards, because Dean, it doesn't matter.
Dean had the same preference.
Is that what we did?
Yeah.
That's ridiculous. Why do they get to choose again first? Oh, well.
I'm going for Need for Speed.
Very good.
Aaron Paul and Dominic Cooper. I love Dominic Cooper, if you know him.
Give him a clue.
Plays Preacher.
I've seen Need for Speed and I loved it. I thought it was a fantastic film. Happy to watch that again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Never seen it. So I'll definitely have a go at that if it did win.
If that one wins, then that'll be the best film. Like in quality. However, not the funnest film.
That's what Michael
Caine.
We could
end up watching something terrible and I think that'd be quite good.
I like Michael Caine.
Laugh, wouldn't it?
No, it's not going to be a laugh.
Maybe for the listeners. John, would you like to choose yours?
I'm going to go for Doom.
Oh, no.
It's not the best one out there.
Oh.
But Doom, playing it...
With The Rock.
Yeah, yeah. playing it was... I mean, from my childhood days, it was... I mean, it was kind of a game that was, like, forbidden, really, for me to play.
It was 8-bit horror, wasn't it? With blood and gore.
It was brilliant. It was blood and gore. My mum and dad wouldn't let us play it. So when they ventured out somewhere, I stuck it on and played it. Behind the back. Sorry, Mum.
Did you ever find the cheats for God mode?
I don't know. I can't. It was that long ago since I played it, anyway. So I remember watching the film and I thought... It wasn't that. I think it was one of The Rock's first films, wasn't it?
It was earlier in his career.
Yeah.
Walking Tall and stuff.
2005.
And I felt as though he didn't do too bad of a job.
As if that was that, 2005.
It's got Carl Urban in. I like Carl Urban.
Yeah, I do.
I don't mind him. And I think it was a decent watch. I watched it a few times. Wasn't too bad. I even bought the DVD, which is now gathering dust.
I've got the Blu-ray somewhere, like.
Oh, Jesus. Blu-ray, my God.
Yeah, man.
So, yeah, it was all right. Not exactly the best film I've ever watched, but it's exactly what you would expect from a Doom film. You've got your blood and guts and your fiery guns and your big men
trying to... It's very gory.
Yeah.
If I remember rightly.
Trying to sort stuff out and yeah.
Right. Dean's choice will get put up in the poll on Twitter, as we don't know what it is.
Dean chooses the likes of Mario Brothers or anything like that, right, he's barred from this podcast.
He'll pick for something awful. I'll do Mortal Kombat.
Oh, no way, it's got Christopher Lambert in it.
Yeah, Mortal Kombat is Raiden.
Yeah, I just saw the picture there. Well, I love Christopher Lambert from the Highlander series. Could only be one!
Mortal Kombat, I had on a VHS and I watched it over and over and over and over again. I enjoyed the game that much and the film caught me something chronic as a kid. I think I wore it out. I think I wore the actual tape out.
So, there's our choices. So, the rating will go up like... It's usually about a week after the podcast has gone out. Just keep an eye on my Twitter feed. And we'll see what we're watching.
I think normally we would try and, I don't know, knock in a few more positives in order to try and get out to win, but they're just terrible.
I think out of the choices, I think we've got some decent films there. Final feature, popcorn questions.
So, popcorn questions, which was, what was the first film you ever saw in the cinema? Ooh. Ooh. Now.
Ooh, thinking back, thinking back.
I've took a few that I thought stood out.
Okay, but before we do them.
Go on.
What was yours?
I'm sure it was Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Bambi, 1952.
Did he ask you? I'm sure it was the Turtles.
Yeah.
The very first one.
Was it the live action ones then? Right there.
Yeah, there was no CGI involved. Yeah.
They're in just big suits.
Just in big suits, yeah.
That's the one I got on holiday. We got it on VHS on holiday in Malta. Literally the first day we were there, and I just wanted to go home for the whole 2 weeks. I was like, I just want to go home. I just want to go home. The first time I'd ever been abroad, and I just whinged and cried at my parents because I wanted to go home and watch these. Right? And I got home, and there were dodgy copies. They were awful.
No way.
Filmed in a cinema. Like, you could imagine, filmed in a cinema back then.
Oh, I bet it was terrible.
Oh, man. People walking past. Too dark to see what was going on. Oh, still loved them. No. Watched them over and over and over. No, and they were terrible.
Yeah, but Turtles for me. What was yours?
You know what? I can't. The first one I remember is Jurassic Park. I can't remember going to the cinema before then. I must have. But I genuinely don't remember seeing anything in the cinema before that. Titanic came out after Jurassic Park, didn't it?
Yeah.
I can't remember.
97.
Yeah. So Jurassic Park's the one I can remember.
What about you?
Aladdin.
Oh, you put it on your finger, didn't you?
Aladdin. I remember because I loved it. Absolutely loved it.
When you're that age, it's hard to remember back, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, I do remember it because...
It was 92, wasn't it?
My Auntie Sam, yeah. I remember my Auntie Sam taking me. And I just remember sat there. It was massive. And it probably isn't, but back then, I felt it was massive.
Do you trust me?
No.
Nope.
I just fly off on my carpet. Screw you.
And I absolutely, I loved it that much. My Auntie Sam even bought me the game for the Mega Drive.
Oh, I remember that.
And I played it for hours.
Was it like a whole new world, Si?
Yay!
It certainly was.
Boom.
Yeah, I remember getting back from Jurassic. I remember watching Jurassic Park behind my hands, terrified.
I did.
Behave.
And I got home. I remember we went straight around my grand's afterwards, so I remember it all really well. I just, for some reason, that's why it stuck as my favourite film as well, I think.
Well, I've got a few that have stood out. Mm. I'll go back over. Batteries not included. Why are you looking at me with a blank face for? Have you ever seen that film?
It's
not included.
I have.
There's a few mentions actually in it. Yeah, I thought it was only the one, but there was a few.
It's like the teenage version of Wall-E.
Yeah, basically, yeah. this is by somebody called Radium.
Mm.
So, Batteries not included. Now, another oldie, to be honest. Towering Inferno. Remember that?
Vaguely.
Basically, you've got a big skyscraper that's burning down, and it's how they actually rescue them. And I remember watching that, and I was quite drawn in by it. I thought it was quite good. Neil on Wheels mentioned that. We've got Land Before Time.
What a film.
Yeah?
Wow.
Nice little dinosaur movie.
Oh, you know what? That needs a rewatch.
Yeah?
We need a rewatch that.
That was a real entertaining story.
I can picture them. I can't remember. It's when a comet is coming to Earth, isn't it? It hasn't got an awful ending. Am I remembering
it's a
sad this
film.
Right?
Yeah, it's a pretty emotional film.
It is, yeah.
I can't really remember the ins and outs of it, but I remember it was quite an emotional.
Or I'm mixing it up with Disney. You know, Fantasia. It's got a dinosaur scene. I mix the two up. We need to rewatch that film.
Fantasia, I wasn't really a fan of. And that was said by somebody called Stegolith, if I pronounce that right.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I wanted to mention, because my vote for a certain film, for a queer review, that never actually made, I think, the top two, was Hook.
Hook, where's the hook? It's a brilliant film, and I said that when it was chosen.
Mustache movie?
Mustache Movies, yeah.
Yeah.
So been a follower for a while.
Yeah. So Hook was one of his first.
I've got a lot of good memories of that film when I was younger, like, definitely. That scene when they throw them in the box with the scorpions, is it, or something in there?
Yeah, the boo box.
Oh, God.
Boom.
That's awful. It still makes me, like, squirm. Yeah, good choice.
And the final one that I thought I'd give a mention was from Cinephages. Is that how you pronounce it? Cinephages or Cinephages?
You've got it in front of you.
.com, Jurassic Park.
Yeah, good lad. I actually think I replied to him and said...
And I'm just quickly...
I love you!
I'm quickly looking
through
a few.
Me and you just became best friends.
I'm currently looking through a few as well. Abyss has been mentioned a few times. The Abyss.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The Abyss was a fantastic film. Absolutely fantastic. A lot of Disney movies have been... being mentioned, Beauty and the Beast.
Disney will be quite Aladdin. A lot of people's first films.
And
just imagine, like, right now, that'll be happening again with all the live action films, which is a bit sad because I think the cartoon ones are.
No, better. I know we've gone. Yeah, I know we've touched on that, but I think live action
has
got its place. It's got its place,
but it's nothing compared. I actually asked on Twitter last week, which one do you prefer? Do you prefer the cartoons? Do you prefer the computer animated ones? Do you prefer the live action ones? Majority of people came back with cartoon. It's just, it has some, it's maybe because it's ingrained in us from a young age and stuff, and it'll be different opinions in, say, 10 years' time. But
I don't know, there's
something about the hand-drawn.
I love when I sit down with the kids a good Disney cartoon film.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, I do. You can't go wrong.
Yeah.
But the likes of Maleficent, that was a brilliant film.
Mm.
But again, it was live action.
Oh, yeah.
But me and Amy enjoyed that. Millie enjoyed it. It wouldn't have been appropriate for Ollie and Daisy.
Mm.
But, you know, Snow White, back in the cartoon, then it's a whole family film.
But I think them films made more of it. But, like, when these live action ones come out, the reviews are never amazing either. They're always like... I've heard a lot of people say they didn't like the new Jungle Book. I've heard a lot of people say they didn't like the Beauty and the Beast film. I'm not a fan of the new Beauty and the Beast film.
I wasn't really a fan of the cartoon, though.
Well, you know, I loved the original.
But I liked the live action Jungle Book.
Yeah, I enjoyed that one.
There's a one, Bugsy Malone.
Oh, wow. That was good.
And I'm just looking through a few to see how more like recent films, of what they've mentioned. I think The Matrix Reloaded and The Revolutions of.
Is that your first film you go and see?
Man, that's
Jeez.
Probably
odd.
How old's that? 97.
I'm just having a look now to see when it come out.
To go and see it as a like for your first movie as a child, young kid, The Matrix.
Reloaded and Revolutions. Is it Revolutions? Revolution. So, Matrix.
Bit of a tap film, really.
2003, obviously, the third one came out later. I think 2 years later, wasn't it? Around about that time. But there's also Spider-Man as well mentioned. I don't know when that came out. I don't know if it was around about the same.
Matrix 2 and 3 came out within a year of each other. They were, like, kind of filmed at the same time.
Well, Spider-Man, because that's also mentioned as well. And I don't know if that's.
Spider-Man.
Does whatever Spider-Man can.
Right? 2002. Right. So, around about roughly when Matrix Reloaded come out. So, them around about the same time frame.
Mm.
So, yeah, that's your popcorn question.
Pop, 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 pop. We're going to see the return of the theme tune quiz when Dean comes back from his little... He's having a piss up in Newcastle, I think, tonight, isn't
he? What do you think he'll pick for his career review? I think Tron.
Tron?
Mm.
Do you reckon?
I've got a funny feeling he's going to pick Tron. I've got a funny feeling he's going to pick the original as
There'll
well.
There'll be something really old.
And if he does, I'll cry.
I don't know.
It'll be interesting to see what he does pick.
The next podcast as well, we will have a review for Justice League.
Oh.
Either of you excited for that?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I'm interested to see what you think. I'm going to watch it anyway, but I don't care if it's...
So, yeah, me and Dean will have seen that, I would have thought, by then. It's out... At the time of recording, it's out coming Friday, isn't it?
Yeah.
So, and like I said, will we all be very hungover? We might not have even slept.
I've got to go to mother-in-law's birthday dinner the next day.
No, it doesn't matter. Hey, you're not skimping out on this. I mean, I'm out.
Where are we going?
House.
Coming here. I'm going to get a load of food in, cover this table in food, have a lot of drinks here, a bit of music and stuff, and then just kind of go into town. But not till later on, so then it doesn't cost much. Do you know what I mean? Going to town about 10-ish.
Sick of the thought. I've never had a hangover since...
I know, I haven't.
Since the beer festival. In fact, there wasn't even a hangover.
And that was, what, six, 7 months ago?
Torpedo beer.
Well due one, then, aren't you?
Fucking
I drank a lot last weekend and I didn't have a hangover.
Yeah, but you're used to it. Your liver's used to it. You're used to
it. Oh, I still get hangovers.
I'll be.
You're an alcoholic.
No, you know what? I'm not. Like, the last few months, I've hardly had anything. I've been quite good.
You look like you've got withdrawal, mate.
I am.
I'm literally thirsty. Talking about it. You can see his face quivering.
Dribbling. No, I've been good. I've been good. You know what? I feel much better for it. Like, hangovers aren't worth it, are they? They're not worth it. But you know what? Next weekend, it is. But no, they're not.
On special occasions, I like to have a good drink. Like, say if it's...
next weekend's mine.
It is, yeah.
But no one's bothered about that.
Yeah.
No.
Well, what have you invited us to? Exactly.
Oh, there we go.
I might be doing jam sandwiches.
You'll be sat playing on your Xbox. That's what you'll be doing.
Oh, I'm not. I'm at work.
You're working your birthday?
Yeah.
What's the word I'm looking for? Unlucky? Yeah. How old are you going to be? 34 or something?
I'm working my actual birthday.
32, is that it?
Yeah. Old git.
Oh, I'm the oldest.
Oh, yeah, by far. Until Dean comes back.
Dean come back soon.
And he's like two of you, isn't he? Yeah. Well, thank you very much for listening to this episode of Popcornography. If you'd like to, and if you don't already, follow us on Twitter. Find us at @popcorn_media. Find us on Facebook under Popcornography. Look for the red power button. And, you know, we're also under your bed. Behind your curtains. In your...
What?!
in your shoes.
In your shower. Oh, it's time for bed, isn't it?
Yes,
right.
It is. Bye.
Thank you very much for listening. We'll catch you on the other side. Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye now.
Roll the credits.
Is it sad or what?
For the side.